This week, I'm welcoming Anat Freund, who is going to be speaking at services this evening. And welcome, Baruch Haba'a, and to your son, Baruch Haba.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you some questions and just give a sense of who you are and.
Okay. From the beginning, it's a nice story. The way I started to work with the Reform Movement, I finished my MA degree, and looking for a job. And a friend of mine told me that they're looking in Lubbock, they're looking for a part-time social worker, and it looks fine for me. It was 23 years ago, no one there knew anything about the Reform Movement. Almost no one. The congregation, the synagogues were very small, just a few of them, almost none. And they interviewed me, and then the last step was to meet Rabbi Reuven Samuels. And I didn't know, because I knew that Rabbi is someone that I knew from the synagogue that I grew with, a regular rabbi, an Orthodox rabbi. Can I shake him shake a hand? Can I, how should I dress? I didn't know what to do. And they came, and he was after a tennis play, wearing a short, white short and tennis shoes, and shake my hand, and I realized that I came from a total different world than I knew before. Thanks God, now everyone in Israel knows about the Reform Movement. Everyone. Some agree with the Reform Movement, some are not agree. Some will tell you that they are eating everything, not eating kosher, not Shomer Shabbat, not nothing, but when they will have Bar Mitzvah, they will do Bar Mitzvah in a appropriate synagogue, in a real synagogue, not in a Reform synagogue. And some of them will tell you that they agree, and I know that in our synagogue we have almost four Bar Mitzvah every Shabbat. So one in the morning, one at noon, one at afternoon, because lots of families want to celebrate meaningful moments in their life, together in a former synagogue. But on the other hand, this is very good that everyone knows about the Reform Movement. But on the other hand, now, because the Reform Movement become more popular and more families want to join, and the synagogue in the holidays are full, you cannot walk in even. The Orthodox start to look, not now, years ago, and there is a huge, as you probably know, huge political fight since, because everyone knows about the Reform Movement. So on one hand it's very good, but on the other hand it gets the Reform Movement for a new situation that we didn't know before when we were very young. Mm-hmm. The political situation wasn't like it is today. So that's how I get the Reform Movement, and since then I'm involved in the Reform Movement in many ways. Mm-hmm. I was in the national management for, I think, 6 or maybe 8 years, a member of the national management, and I was the head of Israel Religion Action Center in Jerusalem. I worked with, I don't know if you know, Anat Hoffman.
Anat was actually here last year. She came in, so okay. Yes.
So I worked with her for 4 years, and I'm very involved in the Reform, very involved. Of course, my three kids, my biggest one, my daughter, my third one, and the little one will have his Bar Mitzvah 2 years from now. And we are part of the community, part of Or Hadash. We're trying to do whatever it needs in Or Hadash. It's very important for us. It goes very good with our way of life, the way we with the kids, the way. Between me and my husband, it goes very good because of the whole family is together in very meaningful moments. So, and I'm sure that you know, but if you're an American and you're born here, to be part of a Reform congregation is a way of life in many times. Mm-hmm. This is how you're born. It's not something that's very unique. But in Israel, to be a part of a Reform synagogue, to pay tax every year, it's something that still till now, it's not it's unique. It's not something that you see everywhere. It's something very, very meaningful. It means to choose, be part of that kind of synagogue every time, all the time.
Mm-hmm. And it's an extra effort just because in Israel the Orthodox synagogues are supported by the taxes from the Religious Affairs Ministry. Yeah. And it's an extra effort to be a member of a Reform synagogue.
Of course.
But it also sounds like at the beginning, nobody paid attention to the Reform movement, and all of a sudden, what you were saying earlier, all of a sudden it's almost like as the movement has grown up, all of a sudden people had to actually take them seriously.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wait a second, you know, they actually are having an impact.
Yeah.
They actually are doing something that's making a difference.
And they're in the newspaper, they're in the television, the communities are growing. They have bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah everywhere, all the time. Yeah.
So another question I had was, you said that when you were growing up, how did you grow up? Did you grow up in the Orthodox world? Did you grow up in a secular world that kind of went to the Orthodox world whenever it needed to have a religious interaction?
For holidays, for bar mitzvah, my brother, his bar mitzvah was in Orthodox synagogue, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore, not more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and 23 years ago, for the first time in my life, I heard that there is different synagogue, different way to be Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great for me, me and for my family, it was great. We were a young couple then, we had only one kid. Then we became a part of this congregation, and since then we are very involved in the Reform movement, in the synagogue, in Haifa, in Or Chadash, and in the Reform movement in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
and our kids, they used to be in the... My daughter, for example, you know what Mechina is?
Mm-hmm.
Mechina? So she was in the Mechina. I think that she was in the first or in the second Mechina in Tel Aviv. And they were in the youth groups. And so they're very involved, very
mm-hmm.
involved.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess just to kind of conclude, what should Reform Jews in North America know about Or Chadash and Reform Judaism in Israel and the Reform movement in Israel at this point?
What should
Reform Jews in this country know? I mean, because for example, last summer there was the war, and we were raising funds, and I guess within that whole situation, what's the difference that the Reform movement is making? Cultural fabric of Israel, specifically in Haifa, since that's where you are right now.
So in Or Chadash, I brought some papers so you can see what we are doing. In Or Chadash, we are doing during the whole year, in many areas we are doing a lot of things as a Tikkun Olam.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have just few examples because we are making a lot of things. We are having bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah for a group every year for kids with special needs. They cannot have any kind of bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah in the Orthodox synagogue. So we brought them to our synagogue, and we have a great celebration with them, and it's part of the whole community in Or Chadash, which is a great project. And for me, that kind of project, I'm a social worker,
mm-hmm.
so for me that kind of project is one of the most important a Jewish community can do for the society where she is. And we have a group of women that lost kids or husband during years in a bomber explorer. In the bombers, in the bus 37, mm-hmm.
in the terror attack.
So they meet, they didn't have any other place to meet. Edgar, which is great, and he leads all this program. Every program is his program. He's very involved in the programs. He is doing whatever he can that kind of program, all the programs will go around and will continue. So he arranged a group that meets, I think, every 3 weeks from the all North, with a professional a counselor that works with this group that lost family members during the terror attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of work with new immigrants in many ways, in religion ways, bat mitzvah. We have huge kutat giyur every year from all over.
That would be a conversion class.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is quite new, we have the north place of the legal aid for new immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
This program is with IRAC in Jerusalem, the Israel Religion Action Center, with Or Hadash, and we help new immigrants with all the legal problems that they are dealing with during their life. So this program started 15 years ago with the big wave of new immigrants from Russia and from Ethiopia, and it goes till now, and the problems are not end, they're just change. Because when they came, the problems was just for the first steps, but now after 15 years here, they have problems with the family that left it behind, and with marriage, and with all kinds of problems, and till now with the municipality in Haifa and the Israeli government, with everything. So we have, it's very interesting, we have an office in Or Hadash with an Ethiopian lawyer and a Soviet Union, new immigrants from Soviet Union, she's a worker,
mm-hmm.
and a social worker that born also in Ethiopia, and they counseling all kinds of groups of new immigrants that need help. It's a great project. It's really new. I think it's in Or Hadash, in your room and everything for the last, I don't know, few months.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of, and of course, we are collect food before Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, and always before the beginning of the school year, we arrange school bags with everything inside, and we give it to kids. Again, most of them are new immigrants, but not only. To study here,
mm-hmm.
to have an opportunity to study here. So we have many programs, many social programs, mm-hmm. lots of. And I think that it's really, I think that, that we have a lot of members from the congregation that are involved in all kinds of programs, but I think that Edgar is very important to lead that kind of project and the working and the involving in the society and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I was thinking that of Haifa, that's where this was the home of, was where Elijah had the showdown with the prophets of Baal.
Oh, yeah.
On Mount Carmel above Haifa,
yeah.
And so it seems like there's continues to be that prophetic air all the way through the valleys and the mountains,
yeah.
There.
So many years ago until now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
You're right.
Well, thank you so much and welcome, and we look forward to hearing you this evening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And